Now, the image of the beast that we saw in the second half of the 13th chapter of Revelation is obviously a great universal church organization. And it does have the power to cause massive loss of life by simple decree or edict, and to utilize the power of the state. Now, also we saw toward the last few verses, the last three verses of the 13th chapter, verses 16, 17, and 18, about this mysterious business of the mark of the beast, of the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And it says that this great universal church system causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that is merely a symbolism, not necessarily of a tattoo or some visible mark. But the right hand shows the shaking of hands or the giving of one's volition, willpower, the expression of one's willingness to go along with the system, to cooperate with it. When it talks about in their foreheads, scientists of recent years have understood that the brain is divided into various different compartments, for example, that certain portions of your brain control certain functions of the body. Your memory has to do with a portion of the brain well toward the rear, for example. The cerebral cortex and the entire neurological system and how it functions. The frontal lobes are those which have to do with your willpower, with your decision-making capacity, with your conscience, with your decision to will to do this or to do that. That's what really makes you an independent, free-thinking human being. When in the cases of extreme violence, when psychiatrists or criminal psychologists put a person in prison who is wont to harm either himself or other people, once in a while, in an extreme case of what is called a frontal lobotomy, they actually separate the little fine lines in that portion of the skull, and by a simple incision, separate some of the nerves that connect the frontal lobes to the rest of the brain. Now, here's a person able to eat and to feed himself and to move about and to read and to do this and that, watch television, but a person who suddenly has no more willpower. He isn't able to be harmful. He isn't able to hurt himself or anybody else. It's called a frontal lobotomy, and it actually detaches that portion of the brain from the other portions of the brain, and it removes the willpower. So when you see the forehead in this scripture, verse 16 of the 13th chapter of Revelation, it has to do with the willpower. Now, we saw that it has to do with an economic system, and I explained how this buying and selling and the receiving of a mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name might be a brand new universal economic system, very likely based upon the gold standard originating not in the United States but in Central Europe, that will be arbitrarily imposed and enforced upon the Western world. And we're probably going to see that in this decade.